Hello.
Hey, Andre. What's up?
You always laugh at like my immediate enthusiasm after we start recording because it's nothing at all like what I sound like right before we start recording.
Well, that's because no one talks like that. It's not real.
Right, it is. Hello. How's everyone?
How's everyone doing today?
Listen, we're talking about some dark shit today, so I have to be as cheery and optimistic as possible. So, hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Oh, God. Just lick their neck.
I bet you like that. You're into some freaky stuff, so I'll lick your neck if you want. Just as a friend, you know?
That feels weird. I'm not okay with that.
No, fair enough. hi, everyone. Welcome to Scare Talk episode 53. We officially made it through a year. Pew, 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 pew. I'm too cheap to put in sound effects, so that's the sound effect.
Sounded good. It sounded real.
How are you?
I'm fucking great, man.
True.
Life is great. I love it so much. I am really just glad to be here, guys. Just glad.
And that is all the listeners need to know. Jenna's life is great, and she's having a grand old fucking time. So thank you, everyone. How are you? Yeah. Episode 53. Oh, I'm good, by the way. Nothing new to say, so that's why I didn't even. Whatever. I'm fine. It is. I mean, I guess it was. It's been 2020 for 20 days today. 2020.
Four days? Did you just say 4 days?
I said for 20 days.
Oh, I was like, I don't think your math is right. And if it's only been 4 days, I don't know what the hell I've been smoking. But.
Yeah. it's felt like an eternity, hasn't it? No.
Yeah. Awful. You were wrong, by the way. 2020 does not bring new beginnings. It's all trash.
I never said that. I just said it was a new decade and whatever you want to believe about that. But listen, it's been 20 days. It feels literally like nothing special. It's probably because I just work full time. So do you. And so it just feels like nothing's different. But it's still kind of cool to be like, ooh, we're in a new decade. Like everything's chrome lit. There's that. Anyway. hi everyone. Today we are talking deep web again.
Is deeper than the deep web? It's an actual question. There's a punchline.
I mean an actual question, an actual answer would be the Marianas web to that question. and I'll be talking about that in a bit. But yes, we are doing deep web today because I want to make Shannon uncomfortable and scared because that's fun. So that's what we're doing. Are you ready?
No, I'm not. Because I don't like being like scared and uncomfortable. I don't like that.
Well,
and
that's how
I'll
I feel
have you
like...
know.
Go ahead.
I still am not happy about this. Like, we're not happy, Andre. The dark web can suck my big fat dick. And you know why? Because I can't research it. Because I'm too scared to download Tor. So trying to research the dark web without going on the dark web is a pain in the ass. It really sucks.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But also, I technically didn't do research. I mean, I did like a bit of research for the Marianas web. But the other things that I did are like stories. Allegedly true stories, because you know that I just love reading shit. Because that spooks me.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right. But I also wouldn't expect you to have actually done that. I mean, no, I'm not. I don't even do that. And I wanted to talk about this. So don't download Tor, kids.
Yeah, don't do it. So I guess I will start leading you down into this. It's funny that you bring up just you like to read stories, because I wanted to open with a bunch of comments from Reddit, because we know that we are whores for Reddit. You know, I love a little robot.
Big whore for Reddit.
Oh, I know. He is the biggest whore on Reddit. You can actually find him there.
And also just on real life. But go ahead.
Funny jokes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I heard you. You did the haha.
Okay. So I will start with some comments from Reddit. This is from a thread called something along the lines of like, what if you have gone on the dark web, what is it that you encountered? So I just plucked some stuff from here that I found interesting, and then one that I'm going to segue into as kind of my main point of topics, I guess. So these are all from 3 years ago, which 2017 feels like yesterday. This person deleted their account. So this is something this person said. I can't remember his name for the life of me, but I subscribe to this YouTuber who explores and shares interesting things he sees on the deep web for people who are curious but don't want to go on it themselves. Something that really stuck with me and disturbed me was these human experiment journals, which documented human experimentation on homeless or kidnapped individuals. I have no idea if it was real or not, but it was disturbing as fuck. So I'm not going to deep dive into that comment. I, you know, easily could have done more research and found out, like, is this something that's happening? But for me, like, it's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, I feel like
the CIA did that. Are you surprised, like, dark web people are doing it?
Yeah, exactly. So I, for me, it's a no-brainer. I think it's definitely happened or has happened, or if it hasn't happened, it's going to happen. Because here's the thing, like, homeless, kidnapped individuals, there are people who go missing every year, thousands. Like, literally so many people are missing, we never hear from them or not. So that's just one theory, I guess, of what could be happening. And, you know, where else would you put your fucking weird serial killer journal shit? The dark web. Because, you know, sharing is caring, apparently.
Yeah, a lot of serial killers do have, like, this kind of need for recognition. So
yeah,
I feel like unless, I mean, it could be a troll, but depending on the length of that journal that that person found, I'd gander that it is not a troll if the journal is very extensive and detailed. Because who the fuck takes the time to do that for a joke? On the dark web, where not a lot of people are going to see it, except people who are there for nefarious reasons, you know? So, you know, probably real.
Yeah, and it's also, like, it could be fiction. There's that. It could be just some weird fucked up fantasy. But you also have to realize, let's say someone dedicates a lot of time to writing something like this as a fantasy. That's also bad, because it means that they're probably going to do something like this if they think about it that much.
I guess, again, it depends on the extent and the length of the thing, but I am a firm believer that fantasy does not always equate reality. Or rather, yeah, I'll go even further and say fantasy, maybe half of the time, like, equates reality, but the other half, it doesn't. I really feel like it's really, like, split down the middle from personal experience and also just from listening to other people. So I wouldn't say that, because I feel like that's unfair. Unfair to this potential serial killer, but
yeah, how dare we make assumptions about the person writing about murdering people?
I mean, listen, like I said, it depends on the extent and kind of like how gross it is and the length. But I was also gonna say, if it is just like fantasy, literally, like, why are you going to the trouble of going to the deep web? Like, Wattpad is full of terrible, terrible shit. Just post it there.
Wattpad? Did you just bring Wattpad into this? No, yes. Wattpad. It's all like One Direction fanfic where the person inserts themselves holding hands with Harry Styles. Like,
oh, you think that's all it is, bruh? It gets grotesque, okay? So I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
I mean, it is still literally all One Direction, but it still gets grotesque within those One Direction stories.
Yeah.
And then I cut Harry's dick off.
Oh my god! I hope not. Okay, yeah. See, I obviously haven't explored that side of Wattpad. Maybe that side of Wattpad is also in the dark web. Would not surprise me.
2014 Andre was all over that shit, okay? Listen, I can't. No.
Just on that note, I saw this, I saw this meme on Tumblr, of course, and it was like this picture of Liam Payne, and it was a picture of Zayn, who's like one of the people in One Direction, and it was like, oh, of course I remember the boys from One Direction, Liam Payne, Justin Timberlake, and he just rattles off these random names. I just thought it was like the best thing ever.
That's funny, yeah.
Okay, so that's not scary. We're not going to continue talking about One Direction. Unless you do find that scary, let us know, DM us.
Pretty scary.
So here is one that is kind of okay. I don't want to get too deep into this yet. So here's one by Rose Bizzle. This was 3 years ago as well. This person says, I used to use Tor before the FBI used it as a playground. I came upon a forum, and one of the posts was a guy looking to buy a baby. He said he was looking for a baby girl to purchase and that he would pay the family a stipend of $10,000 a year until she reached 18, at which point he'd make her his wife. I just imagined what kind of fucked up life that kid would have if he succeeded. Some years later, the FBI rolls in and destroys the CP rings and streams and arrests hundreds. I can only hope that dude never got that kid. I'm assuming CP here stands for child pedophile rings. Is that?
No, it stands for child porn.
Oh, child porn. Okay. See, I'm so not like I purposely spend my life avoiding those phrases for my own mental health.
No, that's fair. I don't. It's funny enough though. Like, I mean, we're not funny enough. I guess I should say. That abbreviation like actually came into the mainstream. It wasn't just like dark web anymore when the Pizzagate thing happened a couple years ago in 2016. Which that's a thing now. So people kind of, I feel like a lot of people do know what CP means, and that's kind of just part of modern day verbiage. So take that.
Well, it's horrible, and people need to be put behind bars for the rest of their lives.
As to what you are talking about. That is fucking horrid. I mean, I don't want to like speculate about the potential life of the child who was sold. What I do want to say is like, I totally believe that. Like, there's people buying actual fucking human beings on the dark web.
Just
like,
human trafficking, you know?
That is, and it's funny because like when you say like it's happening on the dark web, it somehow feels more sinister. But like human trafficking. It's like one of the world's oldest illicit activities. Like, it's just within the internet or not. It's just kind of wild, and I feel like it's not talked about enough. And that's just kind of a sad note. I want to leave that on, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's happening in real life too. It's happening everywhere. And like, there was even I watched this documentary about this. There was I forget what it's called, but before or during the same time as Craigslist, there was like a website like that. And it was just like a bunch of trafficked young girls under the age of 18 being pimped out on there, you know, for like have sex with this person, this much money, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like the police actually cracked down and shut that website down. But like, obviously, there's still a lot of stuff that slips through the cracks or gets on Craigslist. And it's like, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like people aren't going to stop trafficking. It's just they'll change their ways of, you know, how they do it, I guess. Yeah. And it's really sad. It's horrible. Please just protect your children. Vote for me for president 2022.
I definitely will. Okay. I get scared of being a parent when I think about stuff like that. Legit. Something else I wanted to say really quick is, how the fuck do you sell a child and then like people don't ask questions if you just give birth? Like
I guess if you just have like a home birth and no one knows that you're pregnant, if you don't get the birth certificate or whatever, and then have all that stuff be something that person does, you know, whoever the person that buys it, like they do that.
I am sure there's a way. Yeah, but I mean, not to be dark, but you know, that better be some good fucking money if you have to be in house arrest for 9 months and no one knows you're pregnant. Just saying, but damn.
Well, the only thing that gets me through these types of stories and stuff, because I know stuff like this does happen, you know, maybe not to the same degree. It's just like, I like to believe that all shit comes to daylight eventually, you know, one day this person will be caught and hopefully that person, the child won't be that, you know, they won't be beyond repair, you know, hopefully there can be something that can help them, but we can hope, we can dream. So on that happy note, here is the comments that I want to talk about that tie into my main topic today. Okay. So JBoogie15. Hey, JBoogie. His account still exists. Stuff I could easily find on AltaVista 10 years ago. Nothing really shocked me, but one was really disgusting. A tutorial on how to cut your own nuts and prepare them to eat. That really grossed me out.
Listen, I mean, still better than human trafficking.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. I think you're right.
But damn. Because, I mean, you know, at least you're not hurting anyone else. But my God.
Right. It reminds me of Fear Factor when they had them eat, like, bull testes. Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
scarred for life.
God.
Yeah, let's not do that. So here's another one. Stealth Broccoli Hunter. This Stealth Broccoli Hunter said, I have visited the deep web before, but as another user said, I mostly encountered crappy style websites and locked websites that required invitation or Bitcoin payment for entry. There's a lot, and I mean a lot, of credit card scammers and fake ID sites whereby you can literally start a new life for the right price. Passports, driver's license, and even social security numbers to buy. One disturbing thing I read was A Cannibal's Guide to Cutting, Cooking, and Preparing Human Meat. It was a very strenuous read as it was so casually explaining what to do, from choosing the right person and what kind of person will taste the best based on various factors, to cutting, blood draining, and cooking methods to achieve the best taste. It was definitely a serious post and definitely something I won't forget reading. I have not been back since and never will return. There is no need.
Wow.
So as you can tell, I'm be talking about cannibalism on the deep web today.
Oh, that's actually really interesting. I don't know why I got so excited, but wait, before you go on, I want to say this. I think that hot take, okay? I think so if I understand this correctly, like letting yourself be killed by a cannibal is legal in the United States. I think I read this.
What?
Listen. But eating human meat is illegal. So what's up with that? Also, like, part of this hot take is, I bet like that description of that recipe was horrifying. But like, I don't know, not to be nihilistic, but like when it comes down to it, like, don't like humans and pigs have a lot of like similarities and like organ structure and like skin and like, smell when they're dead, like stuff like that? So it's like, is it that like insane? Like in the end, it's just meat. I know that's dark, but like, I mean,
well, thanks for joining the conversation, Hannibal Lecter. If you'll have a seat in the corner, dinner will be served in 2 hours. I mean, I understand what you're saying, like reading something that's just a recipe. If you replace the word human with any other type of meat, maybe it wouldn't be so disturbing. But I think
maybe take my statement also as like vegan activism, just saying, okay? Because like, it should be just as horrifying to say that that recipe is about a pig or about whatever, then it's to say about a human, because all animals have worth. You may go on.
Okay. So, thank you, vegan Andre. You can have a seat next to Hannibal Lecter in the corner. Good luck with that. What I was gonna say is that I think another reason it's so disturbing is because it's not just a cookbook. They're talking about different races tasting different ages tasting different, which part of the person will taste best. So like, I don't know, like, I guess like a human kidney has got to taste different from a pig kidney, like that's all I'm saying. So like, yeah, it means that there was some trial and error with this, if this is something that's real, which, you know, who even fucking knows, probably not, but it means that they have tried everything. And that, I mean, let's be real. If Jeffrey Dahmer was doing it in what, the 70s, like there's got to be more cannibals that we just haven't caught.
Yeah. I do think it's real. I don't think it's not. I think it is real. Like that journal is real probably. But, I was going to say, if, you know, okay, like if I ever let myself like get killed by a cannibal so they can eat me, like one stipulation is, okay, fine, you can do it. But you gotta start with the asshole. You're gonna have to eat my cooked asshole first, okay?
Andre, you gotta realize there's a lot of millennials out here who would love to eat your ass anyway. So, like, that's not a risk anymore.
Oh, fuck.
They're going straight for the asshole. They've been thinking about that asshole all day.
I mean, flattering, but also gross, but thank you.
You're welcome. So I pulled this conversation from a separate website that wasn't Reddit, shockingly, because I found it kind of interesting. So I'm just gonna read the dialogue. So a person named IOOI said, "I'm really curious where slash how they acquire the main ingredient for those meals." Someone called BAUD Bod 147258 said, "Perhaps in morgues, if the corpse is going to be cremated, for example, remove a few parts to eat, then cremate the rest." Petrus P responds saying, "It may be location dependent, but in my humble opinion, any corpse in a morgue would be full of preserving chemicals to ensure it'd be presentable for the funeral and thus inedible." D-based Weeb says, "Morgues absolutely do not embalm. They refrigerate. A body in a morgue is either identified, awaiting autopsy examination, or yet to be claimed. None of those categories permit embalming. And in any case, morgues are not funeral homes." And that is where the conversation ends. And I found it fucking hilarious that four people are talking about this in such like a serious manner. And one person's like just like,
matter of fact.
like, dude, like literally, like you can eat the morgue corpse is what it settles on. And I'm just like, oh my God, y'all be eating morgue corpses. Like, that's all I've learned from this. So
when me and the boys be eating morgue corpses.
Exactly. So I guess that's one way to do it. Yeah, not if you go home. Listen,
I am sure that there are some people. Okay, listen, morgues don't come for me. I am sure that there are some people that work in morgues that work there because they're freaks and they like eating people. Okay, fine. But honestly, like, I feel like most probably don't. And also, just because I've heard cases, I wouldn't be surprised if a good amount of people that get humans get them consensually. Like, I'm not going to talk about cases I didn't research about this, but, like, I know that there's been a couple of profile cases of people who, like, have allowed themselves to be eaten by someone else. One of them even reported it. It was, like, a thing. And so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this was still happening, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, and that's something I wanted to talk about. Side note, have you ever seen the movie Neon Demon?
Yeah, okay, no, don't judge me, but I read the synopsis on Wikipedia because I was, like, lazy and lame.
Oh my God, just watch the movie. It's really traumatizing.
So, technically, yes, I've seen it, and I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but basically it's just, like, one of the characters, she works in, like, a funeral home or a morgue or something, and kind of a necrophiliac, and then, like, it ends with women showering in blood. It's all very weird. Like, it's really gross and kind of disturbing, but it's just, for some reason, like, that whole conversation just reminded me of Neon Demon. This is also a movie podcast now, in case you were curious. yeah, so segueing into what Andre was talking about, yes, this has happened before. It is consensual, and that's kind of what that cookbook was originally found on, was like a consensual website in the dark web where people wanted to eat each other. So this article is from The All, and it's called Cannibal Seeking Same: A Visit to the Online World of Flesh Eaters by Josh Kerb. Thanks, Josh. So it's called Cannibal Cafe, and this is something people talk about a lot, is the Cannibal Cafe. So this existed in 2002, I think. It was shut down by German authorities, but it can still be viewed online thanks to the Wayback Machine. If anyone's heard of that, you can see websites that no longer exist on the Wayback Machine. So it was kind of hokey. Like, it had, you know, like the 90s, early 2000 web design features, a GIF, whatever you want to call it, dripping blood and flashing the warning sign. And it just had a form. And so this form, obviously it was 2002, it was a different time. People weren't that concerned about not sharing their identity, so it was pretty open. The Cannibal Cafe had men looking for men to eat, men looking for women to eat, and women looking for men, hardly any women looking to eat a woman. So if you think this sounds disgusting already,
where are my ladies at?
Oh my God. No, it's so gross. And people just, like, went here for their nasty fantasy of, like, I mean, I don't know. We can use that word sparingly. There's stories about it, artwork about cannibalism, people seeking advice on the best way to cook someone. People would post, like, I'm ready to be eaten, or human meat for sale.
I mean, listen, I no doubt some of these people legit want to eat people and also get eaten, but it could also, I mean, you're a Tumblr girl, you know this, it could also be that some of these people are into vore, right? And they're just, this is just their outlet. You know what vore is?
No.
Vore is like a fetish, usually a sexual fetish where people fantasize about being literally eaten by someone else. Yes, sometimes by other orifices than just the mouth.
I feel like, here's the thing, Andre, like, I'm not here to judge anyone's sexual fetish, but I also am. If you genuinely want to eat someone to get off, I think that you should seek psychiatric help, because that's not right. Okay. And maybe if we want to get really, like, meta socialism, I don't know, like, beyond, like, let's just smoke a blunt right now and be like, okay, if both are consenting adults, go ahead and eat each other. That's fine. Just eat each other. I don't care. But it's also like, I kind of do care, because that's disgusting and I don't want to see it. And I feel bad for the person who has to clean it up. Maybe that's what I'm worried about, is the cleanup. Okay, so I want to talk about the one instance where this did happen. I'm sure everyone's heard about this. It's a horror story. It's real. So on March 9th, 2001, a 39-year-old man, Muse, he was a computer technician living in the German village of Wustfield, brought home and had sex with a 44-year-old Berlin man, last name Brandeis, who lived about 250 miles away. Muse ate 44 pounds of flesh over a period of 10 months. So in that instance, it's like, hey, like 10 months is a long time. I guess that's kind of like, I don't know. Good for you. You had food. I'm just kidding. I swear to God. So here's the
kicker.
You
know what I'm getting you for Christmas?
Here's the kicker. Brandeis wanted it all to happen. So Brandeis put an online ad looking for someone to eat him alive. He said, no slaughter, just eating. So soon they were sending daily emails to one another describing explicitly what would happen when they met. Now let's just say this is where it ends. Let's just say that they had a fun time sending daily emails, filling their nasty fantasy, and no one ever got eaten. Are we allowed to judge them?
I think you're allowed to judge anyone internally all the time for anything. So, I mean, the real question is, should they get in trouble? No.
For the fantasy part?
Right. I don't think you should get in trouble for that. I mean, whatever. Fucking consenting adults are fucking weird sometimes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I just want to bring that up because for me, it's like, it's really hard for me not to be judgmental. But I guess in theory, I never would have heard about it if it didn't in this way. So Brandeis said, I hope you're really serious about it because I really want it and have already met enough cyber cannibals. And Muse was serious. So he turned on a video camera to record the entire process. He cut off Brandeis' penis around 6:30 p.m.
He started with that? Was he still alive? Damn.
He was still alive. He wanted to be eaten alive.
Oh no.
So his first attempt at castration didn't work. He went to find a bigger knife, which did the job. Brandeis had taken sleeping pills and cold medicine to lessen the pain, and he picked up half of his penis and attempted to bite it, a fantasy of his for years. It didn't work because the meat was too thick, so Muse boiled the halves and seasoned them with salt, pepper, and garlic. We're going to take a break from this to talk about
how to season a dick.
We're going to talk about the panda bear crisis. Are pandas still going extinct? Can we talk about that for a minute?
Pandas are still going extinct, yes. The entire panda population of the world is just in China, and China goes like to great lengths to keep all these pandas in captivity, to kind of like train them, etc., so then they can be like released into the wild and they can actually mate in the wild and make more pandas, and they're going through like great pains doing this and spending a lot of money, you know, training these pandas and whatever, because they do not want them to go extinct because the situation's pretty dire. So can we go back to the gross shit?
Sure. So I'm not gonna talk about everything, but at 8 p.m. Muse ran a bath at Brandeis' request so that his guests could pass away peacefully as the blood drained out of his body. He fell asleep in the tub while Muse was reading a Star Trek novel, literally, and he pulled him into the bedroom after he had collapsed from the tub, and he lived for a few more hours, and he died attempting to rise out of the bed. His last words were, I have to piss. So, and here comes the dismemberment. I'm not going to get into it because this article is pretty extensive, but he obviously wanted a lot of meat and he lasted on it for 10 months. The weird thing is that when he was doing all of this, he would talk to Brandeis as if he was still alive, saying things like, shall I cut you in half, my darling?
How the fuck do we know this? Did he record this?
He recorded it all. And, yeah, so that's fucking disgusting. So this was in 2001, I'm fairly certain. Oh no, they first communicated in 2001. I'm not sure when the murder happened, but in January 2004, Muse was found guilty of manslaughter and sentenced to over 8 years in prison.
Hey, that's not fair. It was eating, not slaughter. Remember that email?
Oh my God. So here's the thing. A lot of people thought, okay, so the law for killing on request is... it's 5 years. That's the max sentence for killing someone on request. So they were like, okay, that's not. And then other people were like, he should be put away for life. I kind of agree with them. I'm sorry, but in this case, I think the guy was probably mentally ill and should have gotten help for his fetish of getting eaten alive, because the alternative to getting eaten alive is living a healthy life without this need. I don't know. Can we just...
Okay. So, I mean, I'm going to get a little controversial again. I think that ideally this guy would have gotten therapy for his weird, like, desire to get eaten, because obviously that crossed way beyond a sexual fetish or really any kind of fetish. But
if you're a danger to yourself, yeah.
I mean, that's the fucking thing, right? That, like, you also can't just commit someone it's complicated. What I'm gonna say is, like,
yeah,
he consented to it. Yeah, he was probably fucking crazy, but, you know, like, not crazy enough to get committed, I guess. So, right. Sane enough to make his own decisions, I suppose. And so he consented. And so, what the fuck? I mean, I still think that the guy who ate them is also terrible, but, like, it's just, like, technically it was all consensual, so what can I tell you?
Right. How about freedom? But I guess, okay, so, like, let's say that. Like, let's say, okay, it was consensual. We can't be that mad at you for doing what he wanted you to do. But on that same breath, it's like, but because you did this, I worry about you being around other people for the next 40 to 50 years because you ate someone's penis and survived off him for 10 months. So even though it was consensual, the type of person you are is not someone I want in society. So therefore...
I mean,
you should be put away for
that,
life.
But you can't imprison someone because you don't like them. Or because they've
been
dangerous to society. Here's the thing. He wasn't a danger to society because the only way he killed this man was with the man consenting to be killed first. So,
oh my god, you are such a defense attorney right now. If you kill once, you will kill again.
Listen to me, okay? I was lead defense in mock trial all of high school. So listen to me, ho. Okay, what I'm saying is, like, that's the only way he's killed. He hasn't killed non-consensually, such a weird phrase, but he hasn't killed non-consensually.
Right, but that doesn't mean he won't.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he won't. That doesn't mean I won't kill someone tomorrow. What, you're gonna put me away?
Oh my god. It's just the likelihood, I feel like, once you've already done it, increases. And I know that there's probably not studies on that because this is a weird fucking situation. I guess it's just, like, morally, I'm more of, like,
I agree with you. I'm doing a devil's advocate argument.
I know.
I agree with you. But the problem is that the devil's advocate argument does have a good point, and that is that, like, you can't put... I know the likelihood is higher, yes, but you still can't... You can't measure that. You can't quantifiably measure the likelihood of someone killing more than someone else, and you also can't put someone away for it anyway. So, I'm just all about freedom. I just think sometimes... I think, like, what if one day I found myself in the most, like, inextricably unexplainable and most terrible situation ever, where, like, I couldn't prove my innocence about something that was so weird and bizarre and shit? Like, would I want to be, tried within a system that values, like, liberty and, like, innocent until proven guilty over all things? I would. So, you know, as much as I don't want to extend that same sympathy to this person, I have to, because today it's him, maybe tomorrow it's me. So that's kind of just the basis of the system. Says the political science major.
God, your political science major really cramps my fucking style. Like, I literally, like, why? Okay, it's...
Anyway, keep talking about seasoning dicks.
So... I really don't want to talk about seasoning dicks. So the person who started the cannibal cafe is called Perro Loco. That's a pseudonym. So the guy who wrote this article, Josh, he actually spoke to Perro Loco and had a conversation with him. So Perro Loco apparently worked as an EMT, and then he worked at a fly fishing store. He's kind of retired. And I guess a lot of people have spoken to Paraloco, including the FBI, about, you know, certain cases, including the Muse case. And because Loco hasn't actually done anything wrong, he just created the website. I mean, as far as we know, he hasn't done anything wrong. So Josh asked Loco what he thought of the Muse and Brandis case. And Loco said, everything he did completely consensually. It's not like the guy was a fucking serial killer. He didn't sit there and invite Jürgen over for dinner and sneak up behind him. They discussed it. Jürgen wanted to be killed and eaten. To me, that's assisted suicide at worst. So that kind of does sound like what you were kind of saying, which I just wanted to point that out. It's kind of crazy that he talked to the Cannibal Cafe creator. And in 1996, 35-year-old Sharon Lopatka was searching on the internet for a man who would torture, strangle, and kill her, and she found a man named Robert Frederick. This happened in North Carolina, and he, you know, did all the things that she wanted him to do and buried her in the backyard, only 3 feet below the ground, so the police found the body and he was sentenced to jail. 2 weeks before his release, he died in prison of a heart attack, and Loco, who was investigated as a material witness in the case, knew both Lopatka and Frederick and considered them both, and I quote, very nice people. So that's kind of fucking nuts. So I want to end with just a couple of the Cannibal Cafe forum topics that were like the most recent ones. So someone said, Miley Cyrus needs to be hung upside down from a meat hook. And I really don't want to say the rest of this, but basically she needs to be eaten. And they said, it's not like she has a remarkable music career or anything. That is fucking crazy.
That is what's more offensive. I don't care if you hang her from a hook, but you're not going to tell me she did not have to. Listen to me. Okay. Also, Breakout was a good album. God. It wasn't great, but it was a good debut.
Oh my God. So, you can't just get amped up about Miley Cyrus and not about people getting their penis eaten. Okay, another one. How would one dispose of a head? And there are some answers for this. Some people say a swift chop. Point is, this is disgusting. We've all learned that Shannon doesn't like to talk about this kind of shit. So yeah, we're going to end on that. Thank you for listening. This episode has been brought to you by...
Yeah, y'all best enjoy, because I highly doubt there's going to be a deep web part 3, okay? So
yeah, no, there definitely isn't. Sorry, guys.
Last thing I wanted to say about what you were talking about was just, like, it sounds wrong to say, but it also, like, logically seems right to say. That's why I'm so conflicted. Like, the woman who wanted to be strangled, like, that's gruesome and that's terrible, but, like, that's the thing there again. Like, it's consent, and it's, you know, like, maybe, I don't know, like, maybe there should be a law where it's, like, if you assist a person in fulfilling their fantasy when it involves their death, that should be illegal. Like, okay, I can see that. But yeah, that doesn't exist, number one. And number two, that, in a way, still infringes on someone's liberty to take their own life, which is a thing. Like, I mean, suicide isn't illegal. I know assisted suicide is like a trickier topic, but suicide itself isn't. And so it almost becomes a question of, well, why is assisted suicide illegal if regular suicide isn't? And we're not gonna get into that, but, and I know that's like a real debate that's been had in the world. So
I don't think it's that suicide isn't illegal. I think it is illegal. It's just they have no way to enforce it if you're dead.
Suicide is not illegal, Shannon. Straight
I'm
up.
Really
it's not,
certain
it's not
it
enforceable.
Is.
It's, there's not any law.
Yeah,
no,
because people jump off the Golden Gate and then they have to pay fines for attempting to commit suicide.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's an actual thing. Because too many people have done it off the Golden Gate, so now it's illegal to, like, to try and kill yourself there.
I mean, listen, if you're going to do it, I guess it has to be somewhere trendy. Okay, I don't want to make fun of this, but just say.
But here's the thing. So, like, how do we define consent if the person who's consenting is mentally ill? Like, isn't that the issue?
Here is the problem that I personally agree with you, but the devil's saying, how are you proving that they are mentally ill exactly?
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to have evidence that that's what's happening, you know, like if they had never seen a psychiatrist, if they're not medicated, like that could argue like they are sane and they're making that judgment out of a sane place.
And that's the problem. And even if they do see a psychiatrist, the other problem is that sciences like psychiatry and psychology aren't sciences you can deliver quantifiable results of someone's diagnosis with. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like this person is 69% crazy. Like, you can't do that the way you can with something like, I don't know, take an MRI to see how much the tumor has spread. Like, you can't do that with crazy. And so, I mean, mentally ill. Don't mean to say crazy. Everyone, don't come for me. So there's that.
All right. Well, you can spook me more, I guess. Only this one time.
All right. So today I'm going to be talking about Mariana's. Well, I'm going to be talking about Mariana's Web and then telling you a couple stories if time permits. So what is Mariana's Web? Well, you've heard of Mariana's Trench. Now get ready for her dark sister, Mariana's Web. Mariana's Web is named after the trench because it's like so deep. I get it. Edgy. It's so deep within the deep web that it's the Mariana's Web. And apparently what you find there is, I guess, even worse shit. But more importantly than just worse shit, you apparently find, because like, like people who navigate Mariana's Web, allegedly, say that, people, those peasants who entertain themselves with cannibalism and child pornography and whatever, they don't know true entertainment. And true entertainment apparently is basically being part of the Illuminati, because apparently the Illuminati talks amongst themselves in the Mariana's Web because it's the safest place to talk, because it is like so deeply encrypted up the ass that no one can get there unless like they specifically know how to, they've been told how to, or like they've been invited. So, So when y'all are done being commoners and peasants entertaining yourselves with cannibalism, please come over to the true, true dark side and entertain yourselves with ruling the world in the new world order, I guess, because that's real darkness and real edginess. So Mariana's Web, first off, I don't think it's a real thing. A lot of people don't think it's a real thing, but then there's like a couple of memes and some people that do think it's real. Like, I don't think it's not real because the stuff within it doesn't exist. I'm sure that stuff exists, but I don't think it's real because of the way that it's described. Like, a lot of people have described it as, it has like, you can only access Mariana's Web through quantum computing. And the thing about quantum computing is that it's theoretical at this point in time. There's not actually a quantum computer that exists. But the same people that theorize that the Mariana's Web exists are the same people that theorize that a quantum computer does exist and the government is hiding it from us. And I know that I say that the government is hiding a lot from us, including aliens. But I don't think the government is hiding quantum computing from us. Why? Because I don't think the technology is there. I think there's like this rule, like the 20-year rule I've heard about, that it's like the government at all times has in its like secret facilities technology that is 20 years beyond the current time. And like, I feel like I heard that from like a meme, but like, I can almost believe that, okay, but I still don't think that 20 years from now we're gonna have quantum computing. I can't really explain quantum computing very well, but the reason I don't believe that is basically because it's like extremely like the computing power of a quantum computer is like beyond comprehension, and I don't think we're gonna get beyond comprehension in 20 years. So anyway, but let's say it's real. Apparently, there's the usual suspects you can find there. There is CP, there's cannibalism, there's guns and drugs and human trafficking and the yada yada yada. But again, there's also Illuminati chat rooms, which lit. And
I have a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you think the usernames are? Like, what do you think Beyonce's username is? Is it like Bebe69?
No. I think the chat rooms are like really sophisticated, and it's basically like Twitter too. And so it's just like Beyonce with a check mark, straight up. It's just Lady Gaga. No.
They're verified.
They can like personalize their names too. It's not just their real name. So like Lady Gaga could change her name to like Stream Art Pop, and then, like the check mark. And she's like, so when are we taking over the world? That's how that works.
I feel like they've already taken over the world though. So like, what do they need to talk about? Like, I don't know.
But I mean, that's it. There's an article that like I researched, and it talks more about kind of the dynamics of quantum computing, but I feel like that's kind of boring. I don't really want to talk about that. But that's basically what Mariana's Web is, and it's really terrible. And I remember there being a meme back in like 2014 that showed like the 8 levels of the deep web, and that's like totally just concocted. Like, that's not how it works at all. But someone I guess like a 12-year-old described it as like surface web, and then like mid-surface web. That's like, you know, like stuff you can find on Google, but it's like password protected or whatever. And then there's like a couple more levels, and then there's like the deep web, which is like all the terrible stuff that we talk about. And then another level, and then there's like Mariana Trench, like all the shit, New World Order, Illuminati, and fucking like, I don't know, like world ringleader, I don't know. In reality, these people I feel operate in the same space as all the other illicit people operate in, which is just the regular old dark web. You know, I mean, I guess that's good because they can be cracked. They're just like as likely to get caught as anyone else, but I guess it's also pretty bad since I don't know. It's just all just terrible the fact that this shit exists. But anyway, that is Mariana Trench. So on to a couple stories. Today I wanted to read you a story called "The Part of the Deep Web That We Aren't Supposed to See." You ready for this?
Okay.
Okay, I might have abbreviated in a couple spots because it's kind of long, so I might skip a couple things and just summarize, but here's the story. This is by username Mr. Outlaw. This is on Reddit, and it is not a no sleep, so it's supposed to be real. And they say, "I'll assume you all know about the deep web. Well, what you've heard is true. It's not a great place. While some people are there to score weed or firearms, or even out of sheer curiosity, others, well, they're obviously not up to anything good. But I'm not here to talk about those sickos. I'm here to talk about what lies beyond the point. And the more cryptic and unexplainable part of the internet, the part that nobody's really supposed to see." I'm guessing they're talking about like Lady Gaga's upcoming album, because no one's supposed to see that. It can't leak. It cannot leak, okay? Motherfuckers, don't leak it. Let her have her moment. "There was an infographic that cropped up a while ago. Not sure when. The 8 levels of the internet." See, here they talk about it too. "Maybe you've seen it. As interesting as it was, it's complete bunk. I'm sorry, but quote-unquote polymeric falsical derivation means nothing. And the quote-unquote Primarch system? I guess somebody's a fan of Warhammer. No, there's no quantum mechanics involved here. However, that doesn't mean that it was an easy place to find. Now, I'm going to begin to tell you how to get here. It's unlikely that you'd be able to, even if I did. I'm not tooting my own horn here. I just didn't have a life outside of this. I was warned, of course. Everybody told me I wasn't going to like what I saw, that I wouldn't even understand it. Now I'm passing off that warning to you. Don't try to look for this." I love how he says that, and then immediately after, he's like, "Here are the 10 steps." Okay.
Oh my god, so... Mr. Outlaw.
he says, "These range from an Illuminati chat room to a virtual holding cell for an experimental AI gone rogue. In reality, it's a lot worse. After a long and painful process of breaking down firewalls, encryptions, solving bizarre philosophical riddles, and following hidden links, I was finally directed to a blank page with one line of text and a text box underneath. Quid queris, quote unquote, Latin for what do you seek?" I love how, like, I mean, this is probably fake. I love how they make the deep web sound like this, like, it's almost like a fucking like escape room. Like, it's not that sophisticated. It's probably just like a bunch of pictures of dicks. Anyway, but apparently this person stumbled upon the question, "What do you seek?" I remember feeling surprised, but in retrospect, I didn't know what I was expecting. I'll admit, I was a bit stumped here, partly because I didn't know the answer to that question. I had no objective. I just wanted to see if I could do it. I tried some generic answers at first. I typed in the truth and enlightenment, you know, matrix shit. Nothing happened. I tried a bunch of answers, but none of them worked. I was getting frustrated at this point. Maybe this was a gag page. Maybe I really hadn't figured anything out. If only. I tried something off the wall. Not sure how this came to me or why I thought it would work, but I typed in, "What also seeks me." Now that I think about it, this thing might have been an AI. To my surprise, the page went blank, like fully blank. I waited. After about 5 minutes, bitch, I wouldn't wait 5 minutes, I was directed to what I looked like a forum. No, not even that. It was more basic. Just a list of links over a brownish yellow background. The links themselves were indecipherable. Just seemingly random sequences of characters, symbols, and letters. A lot of them I had never seen before. It almost looked like an alien language. It was probably Spanish. Obviously just a code I didn't understand. At this point, expectations were off the wall. Each link was a shot in the dark. I clicked on the first one. it loaded up a live feed of what seemed to be the Paris catacombs. How the fuck does he know this? Okay, I watched for a while, but it was ultimately uneventful. By the way, Paris catacombs, I find those terrifying. Cool imagery. Anyway, I moved into the next link. It was a shaky video in a dark setting, but I could make out men in tactical gear. They were in a house, opening doors and sweeping each room. Eventually, they kicked one down. They kicked one down to reveal a creature, tall and humanoid, with scaly skin. It was gnawing on a dismembered arm. This is so fake. They tried shooting at it, but it escaped out the window. The video stopped here. Well, I was floored. What the hell was this? It looked too real to be unreleased film footage. I was officially intrigued. Maybe this was worth the months of headaches and bloodshot eyes after all. I couldn't stop now. Really? Headaches and months of bloodshot eyes? I feel like I could find worse shit going on tour for 5 minutes. Like, why did it take so long for him to find, like, some shitty video of an alien? Even if it was real, like, whatever. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. With each click, everything got more and more bizarre, more disturbing. I stumbled upon a document called The Paragon Project, detailing trials of human experimentation that will lead to superhuman levels of strength and durability. It was an apparent success. Looked official, too. There were essays on space-time anomalies, glitches in reality, and apparent pictures of alternate dimensions. I hate this. I failed you. I thought this was going to be a real story. Okay, but I still like it. There were detailed explanations regarding Area 51, the Bermuda Triangle. Who wrote this? Me at 13? Okay. Assassinations, disappearances, and the true nature of the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is... Robin's Dancing on My Own. Okay, that's the Holy Grail. Okay, one of the more upsetting ones was a document referring to a world-ending bomb, quote-unquote. A nuke that's 720,000 times stronger than the one dropped in Hiroshima. I don't want to know why we would need that. I found contingency plans for different kinds of apocalypses. Nuclear winter, biological weapons, viral outbreak. Some more peculiar ones were called, quote-unquote, the Marianas Trench abnormality. The bluntly labeled, quote-unquote, strange men on the 15th floor, and one simply referred to as, quote-unquote, blackout. Recovered logs of skinwalker hunting expeditions, wow. 911 transcripts from residents of a town in Texas that went missing in 1977. Oh, by the way, okay, like, super quick, just, like, side comment. I read this creepypasta not long ago, basically about, like, a town that went missing. It's fucking good. Like, it's so good. It creeped me out. Mm-hmm. Like, the thought of, like, just a small town, just, like, a whole-ass place just fucking disappearing off the map. Or it's still there, but all the people just disappear overnight. That is creepy. Anyway, I might do an episode on that at some point. Write that down, Shannon. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And even the journals that belonged to the people involved in the Dyatlov Pass incident. They didn't go insane because of the snow. I love how he like gives us like a hint. I spent hours on there, looking through pages and pages of things. I felt like I wasn't supposed to see. I came across a trailer to a silent film made back in 1910. One that apparently made people claw their eyes out after watching that nearly derailed.
Is he just posting or like writing things that he looked up on the like top YouTube conspiracy searches? Oh my god.
He's just listing different creepypasta. Okay, this is so long, and I don't want to keep reading this, so I'm just going to skip a couple of things. Anyway, so he finds some more shit, and it's scary, and then I think somebody starts talking to him, and then he says that, yeah, okay, so blah, blah, blah. He stumbles into another website then, and then he says, after about 20 seconds of looking at this website that had a bunch of characters on it, I couldn't just... I slammed my computer shut and I closed it because I cannot describe to you what I saw. All I know is that whatever I saw, whatever these characters made me see, these patterns on this page. So it wasn't nothing graphic. It was like something weird that he saw. He says, nobody should ever see something like this. It's not only that it didn't make any sense. I can tell you why it didn't. I couldn't even begin to grasp the images that I was seeing. It wasn't graphic or anything like that. I just couldn't recognize anything. I could make out things moving, but not in a way that any creature on Earth has ever moved before. Colors that I'd never seen before. Just thinking about it gives me a splitting headache. Yeah, and then he goes off on this tangent about, like, dimensions. Anyway, he says that he saw this website that he felt he wasn't supposed to see, and then he heard his door, like, a knock at his door, and he put on his jacket, and he said, obviously, I wasn't opening up. About a minute and five more sets of knocks, I decided to open the door. And there were guys outside, and they were yelling, open up. We know what you did, but we're not here to hurt you. We just want to talk. The tone wasn't threatening. Eventually, I obliged. I opened up my door to two tall, slim men in suits. They smiled at me. Can we come in? I still don't know how they found me. I thought for sure that I was off the grid. We sat down on the couch. I guess I was just waiting for answers at this point. One of them looked at me and said, what were you looking for? I don't know, but I'm not going back, I responded. He smiled again, like this is what he wanted to hear. The other one piped up, who do you work for? His tone was a bit more aggressive. I just shook my head. Look, I didn't know what I was getting into. I wasn't looking for anything. They just stared at me for a while. I'm not going to tell anybody, trust me. They finally responded. We're not worried about that. We doubt anyone will believe you. Another smile. Somehow it felt genuine. Just do us a favor and we'll leave. He says, oh wait, sorry. We just wanted to know what your priorities were. In retrospect, that was a very strange question. Just do us a favor and we'll leave. I perked up. Give us the device you used to access it. I didn't ask any questions. I ran upstairs and basically tossed my laptop at them. They both smirked at me one last time before heading for the door. Just as they were about to leave, one of them turned back. I don't think you'll need to be told, but don't try this again. And don't show anybody else how to get there either. We'll know. I didn't ask who they were. I'm not sure I would have wanted to know. It's been a week now. I don't go on the internet so much anymore. After this, I'm going to try and forget. To try and not to think about it anymore. I've started having horrific nightmares. Been seeing a therapist for that, but I don't think it's helping. Well, in that case, you can try BetterHelp, our sponsor for today's episode. No, I'm kidding.
don't even start, okay? Because they will contact us and be like, we want nothing to do with you. Remove that now.
Also, like, they're like a terrible company anyway, apparently. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, I'm not going to let this consume the rest of my life. The thing is, I'm afraid this might not be possible. There are some things we aren't supposed to know about, probably for our own safety and sanity. Don't try and seek them out. It's better that way. However, it might be a bit too late for me. The end.
Oh my god. Do you think he got an A in his creative writing class?
I think so. I guess we're just like a scary story, like a narration podcast, because okay, whatever. Nice fiction, bro. But anyway, interesting. I wonder if, let's just entertain the idea that this was real for a second. I wonder if those would have been, like, Men in Black. Like, you know, like the aliens that disguise themselves as humans in suits.
Yeah.
Or actual FBI, which in case, if that's the case, like, how did they get there so fucking fast? But
they've been watching him for months, waiting for him to crack it down.
I mean, the real lesson, which you think is, it's actually, you know, it's still a reasonable and valuable lesson to take from this fictional story, is don't go on the fucking deep web. You probably won't find something that's like some fourth dimensional bullshit or whatever, but you are going to find shit that will probably traumatize you, like legitimately traumatize you more than that, or more than the guy says in this story. Like, really, truly, like, yeah, like, I mean, even on the surface web, you can find such gruesome shit. You can find, like, you can find security camera videos of, like, people getting ran over. So that's pretty traumatizing. And you can find that, like, so easily. So just imagine what you can find in the dark web. Like, anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you all know my take on the dark web. Just don't go there. Don't do it. I would rather you go out ghost hunting. Like, I feel like that's safer.
Shannon's vibe about the dark web is the same vibe I have about the Ouija. It's just like, we're reverse.
Yeah, well, one is real life.
Just wait till Mr. Z gets back up your ass if you try playing that board again, and then you tell me it's not real, okay?
Mr. Z never left my ass.
See, it is real. Everyone, thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please let us know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that you listen to us on. We are on all podcast listening platforms, and we are also on Twitter and Instagram at Talk Scary, and on Facebook at Scary Talk if you want to DM us episode ideas for future episodes. We're getting close to how many downloads? Oh my god, I can't recall, but I'll know for next episode. Anyway, anything else, Shannon?
Nope. We are taking a 1 month hiatus. Hiatus. We won't be here. for a month.
We'll be here for a month. We're taking a break, a very well-deserved break, because we've been serving you spooks for a year straight. So you're welcome. but fret not. This hiatus won't last very long. We'll be back in a month. So, yeah, just see you next month. See you February, and have a good one. If you haven't listened to all of our episodes, this should give you a chance to go back on the repertoire and listen to the ones you haven't listened to. We thank you very much for listening to us, and we will see you in the next one. Good night.
Goodbye.